see you've got my poem, Papa. Do you like it?
Put it this way, child. I feel my money has not been wasted.
Thank you, Papa. It is beautifully published. The poem suffers by comparison.
I can't understand you, Elizabeth. Aren't you pleased?
Of course I am.
Then why this self-mockery? You should be proud.
I am proud, or I want to be.
Well, what then?
I don't know, Papa, but recently I've taken to doubting. Don't ask me why. Perhaps my way to success has been too easy. Perhaps...
You've my word, your poetry has real promise. It may even be great. Who can tell? At all events, you've no cause for regrets.
I'm sorry, Papa. I'm sure you're right.
This time, moreover, you've attracted the attention of the Literary Gazette.
The Gazette? Let me see it, please.
Here, Elizabeth. I was looking at it myself. The back page.
Now, where is this review? Ah, here it is. At the bottom. I might have known.
Don't expect too much, child. Criticism's not always praise.
But why are you so anxious? This isn't a bad review.
It's not as good as you deserve, child.
They criticise my academic style. She should undress herself from the deep blue in which she is attired. Why, Papa? This shows true perception. I must write the paper my thanks.
That'd be a most foolish action, child. And on another subject, this letter arrived while you were at your school.
Thank you, Papa. Ah, I see it's from Mr. Boyd.
Boyd? I'm somewhat tired of his attentions, Elizabeth. This is the second letter this week.
I didn't answer the first. And it's as I thought. He wants me to visit him at Ruby Cottage.
Out of the question, Elizabeth. I will not have this socialising.
You're most unreasonable, Papa. It was you who first advised me to write to him.
This is quite different. I thought at first acquaintance with this Boyd, a scholar and a writer...
might be valuable. But now he has outlived his usefulness, in your opinion.
Do not be impertinent, Elizabeth. Mr. Boyd is most strange, those long letters. What can he find to say in them?
They're perfectly innocent, I promise you, Papa. He writes of poetry, that's all.
In that case, why the need for visits?
Letters are very unsatisfactory. And when Mr. Boyd lives 2 miles away, it's most foolish we should only correspond.
I still mistrust the idea, child.
Papa, you've never approved of our friends. It's a wonder we have any at all. And I can't see why you object to Mr. Boyd anyway. My only outside contact is my school. I must meet people, or how will I ever be really successful?
You're successful enough, child. You've written 2 long poems and they've been published and approved. What more can you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, Papa. I don't know what's the matter with me. I used to be so happy, but now things have changed. I'm no longer sure of myself or my poems.
You don't need to fret, child. I've already told you that.
Oh, Papa, dear Papa, I owe everything to you. Without your help, I'd be nothing. I know that. But even so, my love won't prevent these doubts, these continuing doubts.
Elizabeth, I've not seen you in this mood before. Please explain yourself.
You and Mama have always been my best admirers. But can't you see that's not enough?
Not enough? What do you mean, child? The love and admiration of your parents not enough?
Oh, Papa, don't misunderstand me. I'm not dissatisfied. But your judgment, your praise, are they the only standard for me? At the moment, I only know the approval of my family and the patronising indifference of the Literary Gazette.
We mustn't forget your Mr. Boyd.
Exactly, Papa. He could be very valuable if you'd let him. He knows all about classical mythology, and being older than I am, he has a wide experience I can share.
Well, my experience counts for nothing, I suppose.
Please let us not quarrel, Papa. You know how it disturbs me. I do respect your judgment, but an outside opinion...
is unnecessary.
Oh, it's pointless to discuss this. You're against all our friends, and no amount of arguing will persuade you.
I'm not against your having friends, Elizabeth, but this Boyd I most strongly distrust.
But how can Mr. Boyd, a married man, 20 years older than I am and blind...
Enough, child. Now, I'm returning to the library. I've some affairs to deal with, matters, I may say, Elizabeth, you have no concept of. Let me hear no more of visiting Mr. Boyd.
Yes, Papa.